USA News. I'm Tim Berg. As protests continue to lock down universities across the country, House Speaker Mike Johnson is announcing the expansion of a House investigation into anti-Semitism on college campuses.
We will not allow anti-Semitism to thrive on campus, and we will hold these universities accountable for their failure to protect Jewish students on campus. And that's why today we're here to announce a house-wide effort to crack down on anti-Semitism on college campuses.
The Education and Workforce Committee will lead the initial investigation. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is continuing his Middle East visit with a stop in Jordan to meet with King Abdullah and other Jordanian officials, as well as residents of Gaza who escaped the ongoing war between Israel and Hamas. Blinken says their top priority is getting a deal done for a ceasefire and the release of hostages.
The Israelis have put a strong proposal on the table. They've demonstrated that they're willing to compromise. And now it's on Hamas. And no more delays. No more excuses. The time to act is now.
The Biden administration is working on a plan to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug. The move would make it much easier to buy and sell pot and make the multi-billion-dollar industry more profitable. Prices at the gas pumps appear to be holding steady. AAA reporting the nationwide average remains $3.65 a gallon. That's a penny cheaper than from a week ago, but still 12 cents more than a month ago. California drivers continue to pay the most at the pump with an average of $5.39 a gallon. Meanwhile, the lowest average price is found in Mississippi at $3.09. NBC's Peacock streaming service will see a price hike just before the Summer Olympics. The monthly subscription fee for Peacock Premium will jump $2 to $7.99 starting July 18th for new subscribers. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Testimony is resuming in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York City. Trump is charged with 34 felony counts of falsifying business records in order to hide money payments. This, as a New York judge ruled on Tuesday, that Trump violated the gag order against him and fined him $9,000 in total. Constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley is no fan of that gag order.
They weren't asking for jail time. The threat is lingering out there. The judge wanted to put this Damocles sword dangling over his head. It's there, and the thread's getting thinner, and that's basically what the judge is saying. Unfortunately, I don't think the judge has re-examined his order.
Working from home became extra important during the pandemic, but some Republican lawmakers on Capitol Hill are worried about federal employees working remotely in 2024. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Glenn Grothman questioned Office Management and Budget Director Jason Miller at a hearing on the House Oversight Committee and Accountability.
Are you satisfied if management only comes in half the time?
Our focus is making sure that agencies have policies that are geared towards performance. If being in person more for the management team improves their performance, that's exactly what they should do.
Jason Kelsey is joining ESPN's pregame show Monday Night Countdown. Kelsey, who announced his retirement in March after 13 years of playing for the Philadelphia Eagles, received interest from multiple networks who wanted him to join their programs. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA. Or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.